Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. This is where I bring my 13 years of podcasting experience. We grab a random podcast and see how long we can throw on. Today, we're listening to Why Do We Own That?, where married millennials David and Cassie own 236 DVDs in a 400-square-foot studio apartment in Brooklyn, many of them in shrink wrap. Listen to their recaps as they force themselves to watch all 236 DVDs in their collection, regardless of quality. Discuss why they own that and if they will keep it or feed it to the sharks. More about that podcast right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right. I discovered this podcast today because this person was saying that he wanted to start a review swap in a Facebook group, and I'm highly against those. I think it's just horrible. And I kept asking him, why isn't your audience reviewing your show? You have 35 episodes out. And so I will say at this point, I'm slightly biased in a negative way, as he was being not entirely rude, but just kind of like, hey, Mr. Negative, take it anyway. His website, or whoever's website is daviddealmo.com/why-do-we-own-that. That's easy to remember. And we're going to be listening to episode number 35, House of Wax. And it goes a little something like this. And I can tell you right now, grab your volume knob, because it's like it's going to go all over the place, like now.
What?
Nothing. Looks like your fan club's gotten a little bigger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. And it's obvious Dawnstall has a crush on you, too.
Oh, my God.
Is this the podcast?
Today. You're an asshole. Let's go see your famous House of Wax.
Why do we own that?
All right, you're going to have to forgive us because it's a little bit late. It's about midnight on Labor Day, actually. I hope this doesn't take too long to release, but...
This was not a fitting... This had nothing to do with Labor Day.
No, we should have watched Labor Day.
We actually don't own that one.
We don't own that one. This...
Was terrible!
House of Wax, 2005, the remake of the Vincent Price film.
Which had
classic.
Nothing to do, I read, with the Vincent Price film.
I think that's probably true.
Nothing except for the title.
Yeah.
I think the best way, just to sum up our experience with this
which you've
one
already done.
Hour and 53 minute horror movie.
Way too long.
Is that... I feel like my eyebrows hurt because I'm pretty sure I watched the entire film with a furrowed brow. Just the whole time. Just like
just in judgment. Just, I don't know if I like what I'm watching. So why do we own this movie?
We just bought this
we
film.
We just bought
but,
this movie.
But I can defend it because it's my fault we own this film. I went on to Amazon to order some thematically appropriate stickers, like you do, mm-hmm. for
some seasonal
the fall,
stickers.
Some seasonal stickers. Side note.
Okay, and I stopped it there because then they went into some profanity, and I'm not anti-profanity, but I just don't feel like putting in beeps tonight, so I'm just going to stop it there. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Here are some things you could do to easily, and I mean easily, clean up your biggest problem is your audio, and number one. Almost every DVD player, I'm assuming that's what you're watching this on. Yeah, actually you are. You're watching this on a DVD, has some sort of audio out. So there's got to be a way that you can take the audio directly out of the DVD player and put it into your computer or some way, because it sounded like you had a microphone in front of the TV speaker, and that is horrible. The other thing is, I think you have two people sharing one microphone. You can get an Audio-Technica ATR-2100 for both of you. And throw that into a mixer and improve your audio so easy and spend less than $200 to do that. Most of those microphones are about $80. Throw in a pop filter, you're looking at $100 and your sound would improve greatly. The other thing I would do is you have that cool little jingle with a why do we own that? I would do a hey, welcome to Why Do We Own This? Where we do, you know, and then give that spiel because realize 60% of your audience is going to be joining you for the first time. I do. Now, the other thing is you kind of shot your wad right out of the gate. The whole point of the show is, do they like it or not? And when you start off with, this show sucked, I could really stop right there because I've got the gist of it. So I would say, I would build that up a little bit, not drag it out. Realize you got to bring value. Say, hey, this is the show starring Paris Hilton. You know, there's all sorts of things you can make fun of. It didn't involve Vincent Price, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, here's what we liked about it. Here's what we hated about it. And then our final judgment. Because when, as soon as she said was, I hated it, I'm like, I could tune it out. I've already know what the rest of the show is going to be. So I would build that up. I wouldn't drag it out. I would build it up. But other than that, not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I see where you're using Squarespace. Not bad for websites, not the best media host. If you want to use Libsyn, we would gladly move you over. Use the coupon code SOPFREE. That'll get you a free month. And I would get a website that is easy to remember, like whydoweownthat.com or something like that, as opposed to the really, really long domain that you had that you have set up there in iTunes. But not as bad as I thought it was going to be. For episode 36, you're not too shabby. So if you would like to have your show on this show, it's real easy. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. And you'll have your show right here. Now, if you want a full review of your show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. This is where myself, I bring my 13 years of podcasting. Eric K. Johnson brings 30 years in radio. And we go over your podcast from head to foot. We go over the content. We go over the technology. We go over your website. We go over your flow. We go over your artwork. We go over everything. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.